Tuesday, December 14th. This day started pretty early. When at half after midnight last night, when the president returned from the Pompidou dinner, and after I'd gone to bed and gone to sleep, he asked me to come over, so I had to get up and get dressed. He decided to try to figure out return plans so that he could probably go to Florida tomorrow, put the other people on the other plane, as he was planning to do anyway, so that he wouldn't have to ride with them. But he does want Henry to go with him so that he can have a chance to talk with him and also get him calmed down. He feels that he's had quite a problem keeping Henry on track through this whole session and wants to sort of wrap it up with him on the plane on the way back. I talked to Henry and to Chapin after that talk at about 1 this morning, and got things reasonably well on track for setting up for the president to go to Florida, although Henry's still reluctant because he feels it'll be a bad signal in his maneuverings with the India-Pakistan situation, and that it would be better for the president to go back to Washington. Then at 4:20 this morning, the president called me again. He had been up all the time listening to the Redskins-Rams football game on Armed Forces Radio, and he was calling to tell me that, first of all, he decided he'll go to Washington tomorrow, definitely, that we should leave the cabinet guys on the president's plane so that he has a chance to chat with them on the way back. And then he said, incidentally, the Redskins beat the Rams 38-24, and they had an 80,000-capacity crowd, and he was all excited about the whole thing. I could hardly believe it since I didn't even know they were playing. But I guess it was a big victory. He tried to reach George Allen by satellite telephone, but wasn't able to get to him. Then at 8:15, he had me over again before he left for the final Pompidou meeting. Said that he'd go up to Camp David as soon as he got back to Washington, spend the rest of the week there until time to go to New York on Saturday. Says Kissinger's still trying to find out whether we've got a deal or not on India-Pakistan, and then he won't know for a few more hours. He's going to have a long talk with Kissinger on his attitude and all. He feels that he's been a problem on this whole exercise, and he doesn't want to have to keep putting up with that. Then the meetings themselves apparently came off extremely well, as they did succeed today in wrapping up a financial settlement. Henry was extremely pleased because Conley had told him that he could settle for an 8% devaluation, that we'd much prefer 9%, which would be the best we could hope for. Henry ended up with an 8.7 and thinks he did extremely well, which it would appear he has. Conley and Kennedy and the other people that were involved are very enthusiastic about the net result. The president seems to be pleased, too, and I guess all regarded as a substantial accomplishment. Pompidou's been tough through all these meetings, and has been playing a super gamesmanship deal, it appears, all through the thing, starting with his flying the Concorde in to one-up us on the SST. But then waiting to be late and keep the president meeting at all the various sessions that they've had. That was the reason the president had me in last night before he went to dinner. He decided to delay Pompidou, but it didn't work. Pompidou still outmaneuvered him. Henry, by midday, was in good shape because he had the Pakistan deal put together, and he now feels he's got that solved and in the process has basically settled the Mideast situation too. This resulted from our total maneuver with a very heavy bluff on the Soviets by moving our ships into the area and covering some very hard line talk with them. But, you know, as a plan whereby the British and French are going to introduce a resolution which Pakistan will accept and which the Russians will also accept. So we've got the thing set at the UN. After the departure ceremonies at the airport, the president, instead of boarding his plane, unexpectedly shot over to the Concorde, which was parked next to it, and went aboard for a quick tour, which was a very deft maneuver. And in a way, one up the one-upmanship of the French. And then went on to board his plane and go back. On the way back, he said that he thought he'd probably go to Florida tomorrow, since the Pakistan thing is pretty well settled. And Henry feels he's no longer required to stay in Washington. After he got back to the house, he decided not to go to Camp David tonight, since he got away with avoiding the congressional reception that was at the White House. He went up to the Solarium and watched the tape replay of the Rams-Redskin game, and presumably will go to Florida in the morning, end of December 14th.